Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. This is Pastor Youngblood. Just wanted to make mention of our Passion Play coming up on March the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. Special singing will begin at 6 o'clock in the Edwards family on Friday night, and then the Justice family will begin at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then the Reggie Sadler family will be singing Sunday night, and we look forward to each and every one of you coming out and be with us there at the Passion Play, Hoopers Creek Baptist Church this year, March the 15th, 16th, and the 17th.
As I walk this land of sorrow, there is one who holds my hand. I'll not turn back, though none may follow. Just trust in Him, He'll be your friend. He'll be your friend, He'll walk beside you. He'll help you all along life's way. When life gets rough, just look to Calvary. He'll be your friend. He'll make a way. If you don't know the Savior, He'll lead you to the promised land. Soon be over. Just trust in Him. He'll be your friend. He'll be your friend. He'll walk beside you. He'll help you all along life's way. When life gets rough, just look to Calvary. He'll be your friend. He'll make a way.
Focus this morning on the resurrection. I was thinking though, when it comes to the Old Testament, Brother Sammy, I was thinking about some glimpses of the resurrection. There's some glimpses of the resurrection even in the Old Testament. I want you to think about Noah's Ark for just a moment. Noah, he took the ark, God prepared, he had his man preach the gospel, amen, for about 120 years. And while Noah was preaching, the people were there, maybe in the beginning stages, they were listening well, but towards the end, you know, they begin to get discontented, I believe, and begin to get lazy and slack on the things of the Lord. And I see it this way. The Bible said there in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away first. Seems like that the church is under attack. Seems like Christians are under attack, amen. And so I think about this ark, and so Noah prepares this ark for the saving of 8 souls, and that's his family. And you're talking about a ministry, guys. When you feel like a failure in your ministry, I want you to think about this. Suppose you only got 8 people with you. I mean, that's where Noah was at. He had 8 people, he had his family on board this ark. Well, God took, and while he built this security device, I want you to think about the cross of Calvary and what Jesus Christ saved us from. He saved us from the lake of fire, amen. He saved us from death and hell, amen. And so I think about this ark. This ark is a place that if you get on the inside, you're going to be safe. You get on the inside, you're going to be secure. Well, we know that when the rain came, 40 days and 40 nights, that ark began to pick up. It began to rise. You say, what happened, preacher? It was resurrected from the waters of death. Amen. And it come victorious on the other side. And thank God we find that it was rested on the mountains of Ararat. But then I find another glimpse of the resurrection. The deliverance of Isaac from the altar. So what are you talking about? Well, Abraham had a son. And I don't. You know the story. I'm not going to go down into the deep depths of the story this morning, but Abraham, he got him and Sarah got ahead of God. Y'all know the story. And they had a son out of time. His name was Ishmael. But God said, look here, God had a plan and he had a purpose for Abraham and Sarah to have a son. And that son's name was Isaac. Isaac grew up in Genesis chapter number 22. We get over there and Abraham and Isaac, and they're going yonder to worship. And they got the wood and they've got the fire. And Isaac asked his father, he says this, he said, Daddy, we got the wood and we got the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham looks over at his son and he was saying prophetical things that I don't even think he realized what he was saying. Abraham said this to his son. He said, God will provide himself a lamb. I'm going to tell you something. Abraham gets up there at the top of the mountain, on top of Mount Moriah. They get to that place. But Abraham's up there with a dagger in his hand. He's getting ready to take the life of his only begotten son when he's stopped by the angel. And the angel says unto him, hold on a minute. God has seen your faithfulness. God sees that you're not going to withhold thy son, thy only son. He said, look down there in the thicket. He said, there's a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And that ram is a male lamb. He's a male lamb, and he's caught in the thicket. He's caught in the thistles, in the thorns by his head. Can I tell you, Jesus Christ was that ram. He was the Lamb of God, amen, who got them thorns placed upon his head. He said there, as he went up the mountain, he said, hey, behold, he said, God will provide himself a lamb. And yes, God provided a sacrifice for that day. But I will tell you something, what happened? Abraham's son was resurrected from that place, amen, from that altar, amen. He came up the mountain with his son, and he came down the mountain with his son. And then the third thing, a glimpse of the resurrection and the crossing of the Red Sea. When the Passover lamb was slain in Egypt, it could have been specifically, they say that it possibly could have been specifically 3 days' journey to the Red Sea. According to Josephus in the Antiquities, he stated that only 3 days of journey for the Israelites to reach the Red Sea. See, what are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about when the lamb was slain there in Egypt and they put the blood upon the doorpost. 3 days later, they were facing the Red Sea. And 3 days later, they walked through on dry ground and was resurrected out of the waters of death. Amen. I'm telling you, glimpses of the resurrection. That word of God perfect in every way. And then let me give you this fourth thing. The fourth one we could never overlook when it comes to glimpses of the resurrection would be Jonah. Jesus gave us the example in Matthew's gospel in chapter 12, verse 44. Jesus said, for as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. I want to like to bring your attention today, though, to John chapter number 20. The men of God has already demonstrated. They've already talked about the stone and they've already talked about the angels and they've already talked about, man, the worship, but I want to get down there to verse number 19. I believe that's where we'd be today. I know that you've been sitting for some time. Why don't you stand for in honor of the reading of God's word for just a moment. And we're going to read down to verse number 23. And this is a portion of scripture where Jesus appears to 10 of his disciples. If you'll remember, Judas Iscariot, after he betrayed Christ, Judas Iscariot went down there to the potter's field and he committed suicide. He hung himself, the Bible says. And so that was 12. That the 12th one was gone. But there's one missing from this group of 10. This group of 10 is gathered together, and there's one missing, and it's found. That disciple is found in verse number 24. His name is Thomas. But we're gonna look at the 10 of those that were gathered together this morning. Look at verse number 19. Then the same day, we're talking about the resurrection day. Verse number 18 speaks about Mary Magdalene, and they came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Notice verse 19 says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. You might want to underline that right there. For fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. I want you to notice, first of all, I want you to notice the timing of this event. The timing to which Jesus shows up to these disciples. The timing of this event, the Bible says this, the same day as what? The same day as the resurrection, right? Being the first day of the week. Notice that what the disciples were doing. They were gathered together. They were in assembly together. You could say it this way, that I think that this is what you would call the first church service on the day of the resurrection. The first church service on the day of the resurrection. You say, preacher, do you think it's right for us to gather together? The Bible said, Hebrews chapter number 10, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, and so much more as you see the day approaching, friend. I'm telling you, these disciples had ran to this place and they were scared to death. They were in fear of the Jews. But I tell you what, we see this morning, they come together and they're in this same place and all 10 of them are talking, and maybe they're gathered there and they begin to talk to each other. And Peter, maybe being one of those, it was no doubt in the group, and Peter dropping his head and says, fellas, I messed up. I just messed up. Jesus, he done nothing wrong. And Lord, while they came to me, I kept saying I don't know him. I kept saying I never met him. I kept saying, and just a little while earlier, remember Peter was one of the ones that said, hey, I'll never forsake you. I'll always be there. How many of us has been that one, amen, that's been bold on Sunday, but a coward on Monday? I want to tell you, in this first church service, I see some things. The first church service in the Bible after the resurrection was held on Sunday. Remember, they just had the Sabbath. Their Sabbath was on Saturday. This first church service had to take place on a Sunday. He said, preacher, why does the New Testament church meet together on Sunday? It's because we honor the Lord Jesus Christ in his resurrection. Because they met, we're meeting. Amen. So I see it. The New Testament protocol, Brother Sammy, is that we meet together on Sunday morning, not because we're serving a dead God, but because we're honoring a risen Savior.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.